Merci, madame.
Thank you, Chair. As was underscored during the declaration in the general debate, Algeria rejects any attempt to politicise the UNHCR's work or indeed the work of any other humanitarian organisations. The Morocco, which is the occupying power in the Western Sahara, has no legitimacy to talk about the Sahrawi refugees, 173,600 refugees, according to the 2023 report. As regards the difficult situation they are enduring today, this is not because of the host country or the country of origin or indeed a donor country. The obstructive attitude of Morocco regarding the adoption of the programme budget cannot be justified either politically, let alone at the moral or humanitarian levels. Calling for a vote on this budget is a lack of regard for the Office of the High Commissioner and his teams on the ground who strive to assist millions of displaced persons across the world. It is also a lack of regard for the experts who have tirelessly worked to develop this programme budget, which is aimed solely at supporting the humanitarian work of the HCR. Therefore, this defiant attitude undermines the values and the very essence of the humanitarian mandate of the HCR, the politicisation of which must be rejected. The document in question has been developed by 20-odd UN agencies and other organisations that are active on the ground. It has built on a tried and tested practice consolidated over the years and in accordance with language agreed upon by the United Nations. We urge the HCR to stick to the terminology and language used by the UN and its specialised agencies. We recall the SG's report on the situation in the West Sahara of 2023, in particular paragraphs 53 and 55, which mention the Sahrawi Bureau and the educational strategy of UNICEF, which was developed in coordination with the Sahrawi authorities, and many other instruments. My country would like to recall that the distribution to Sahrawi refugees is done on the basis of a clear architecture that was established by the United Nations, and in which the civil society there, including women and other organizations, play a crucial role. Calling into question what has been done would undermine the work of the humanitarian agencies. We call on the HCR to reject the instrumentalization of any issue relating to refugees and to not indulge proposals that go against international law. Trying to block the HCR's budget amounts to an attempt to deprive 123 million refugees and displaced persons around the world of this organization's vital support. I think that it is a matter of our joint responsibility to not allow that to happen. Therefore, Algeria opposes any attempt to instrumentalize the work of the HCR. I thank you, Madam Chair.